The Kingdom Radio. www.thekingdomradio.com. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you all so much. Thank you all, guys, from the radio podcast or everything. Thank you all from TikTok. Thank you from the radio broadcast. Thank you from the podcast on iHeartRadio everywhere. But anyways, guys, thank you. Tonight we're going to be studying on, we're going to be preaching on or studying whatever. We're going to be studying doing instead of hearing. See, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. But the Bible says be doers of the word instead of just hearers. Okay, so we're going to get into this. You know, we're going to get into this. We're going to get into this. Give me just a minute, guys. Give me just a minute here. We're going to get into this, guys. Let's go to Timothy chapter 2:8. Timothy chapter 2:8. Timothy chapter 2:8. First Timothy Give me just a minute, guys. This thing's slow for some reason. Give me just a minute, guys. All righty. All right, we're gonna be on laying hands on the sick and they will recover. Laying hands on the sick and they will recover. Let me demonstrate you guys something. Being a doer of God's word. Give me just a minute, guys. Being a doer of God's word is different than what hearing is. What I mean by that, I was trying to find some scriptures on laying hands on the sick and they will recover, and I know it's in there, guys, I know. But I was trying to find it in my studies here. Yes, they will. Amen, amen. Being a doer of God's word instead of just a hearer, of God's word. See, let me explain something to you. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to find these scriptures right quick. Give me just a minute here. Here we go. Well, that's not it neither. I'm trying to find laying hands, the laying on of hands. I know it's, but anyways, guys, I'll find it in a little bit. If you guys run across it, let me know. If you don't, that's fine too. Here we go. Now, therefore, son said in Luke 4:40, I think this is where it's at, guys. It says, now when the son was set in all these hands, any sick was driver of diseases brought them unto them, and they laid hands on every one of them and healed them. Can I tell you something tonight? We have been taught to go to an education, get a theology college degree. We've been taught to get a a degree before we go into ministry. But I'm here to tell you tonight, you don't need a degree to go into ministry. Because when Jesus went up to the disciples, and hear what I'm saying tonight to you. Hear what I'm saying, what I'm fixing to say to you. When Jesus walked up to the disciples, he told Samson Peter, stop all you got and come follow me. Stop all you got. Stop your careers. Stop everything that you're doing and drop it right now and come follow me. And what the Bible say? Some dropped everything they had and come and followed him. See, following Jesus, there's a price to pay, my friend. You might have to give up careers. You might have to get up a friendship. You might have to give up family. You might have to get up friends that say they so-called friends. Acts 40:40. Yes, thank you, sister. Listen to me now. Luke 40:40 says, and their hands, and they shall bear thee up. Now when the setting, let's get this in scripture, guys. Let's go to Luke 40:40. I'm sorry. Let's get this right, guys. Watch this, guys. Watch this. And now when the sun was setting, and they all laid hands on any sick with drivers of disease, brought them unto him, and he laid hands on, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Not some, but all. You got to understand something. You can talk a lot of faith all you want. You can actually proclaim that you got all this faith all you want. But my friend, I just stopped by to tell you on the podcast, on the radio, and here on TikTok, I'm here to tell you tonight, God has chosen you to start operating your faith. And why ain't you doing it? Oh, but I got to go to a school. I got to learn God's word. I got to get in God's word. That is not how you learn with God. You got to understand something. He did tell you in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study to show yourself approved. But my Bible tells me Jesus walked up to the 12 disciples and he said, come and follow me. Let me tell you something. The best way to learn something is to follow somebody and learn as you do. My God. We think that we have to have a theology credentials to follow God. We think that we got to go get the college degree before we can preach. We think that we have to go get these credentials so we can do this, but I'm here to tell you tonight, hands-on ministry is the best experience you can do. Otherwise, Jesus did his ministry like this. Come and follow me and I'll show you. Come on, let's get on a boat and get a storm coming and I'm going to teach you how to sleep in the midst of the storm. Come on, somebody. I'm going to teach you how to sleep when the storm is raging. That ain't taught in a book. That ain't taught how you read. See, a lot of these ministries around here, they'll teach you, but they won't show you. I'm here tonight to show you the demonstration of God. I'm here tonight to show you the demonstration and the power of his spirit. Somebody tonight is going to get healed, so don't you turn that dial and don't you turn that TikTok because your time might be out. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. You've come to the right place tonight. But let me demonstrate something to you. I'm not going to preach to you. I'm going to demonstrate it. God is fixing to heal 5 people here tonight. God's miracle, work in power, you're going to see his demonstration here in a minute. What am I showing you? I'm not telling you a gospel. I'm showing you a gospel. See, my friend, we as people don't understand. We think we need to get in the Word of God to become qualified to be a minister. No. You need to start doing what you've been taught. You need to start showing what the gospel tells you to do. And I just demonstrated it right there. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Do you understand something? They laid hands on them. Watch this. Now, watch this. Laid his hands on everyone and then they were healed. But let me demonstrate something to you. A lot of ministries got to talk, but they can't show nothing. They got pretty words, but they can't demonstrate none of the words. My God, where am I going with this tonight, Holy Ghost? Let me tell you something. They can demonstrate all this stuff, but they can't back nothing. I have not seen the power of God in any ministry. I've seen in a long time. I hadn't seen people healed right in the middle of their church. I hadn't seen them filled with the Holy Ghost because they teach and preach a gospel that they cannot demonstrate. They talk a good talk. They preach a good preach, but they can't demonstrate nothing. And Jesus walked up to them. Listen to me. Listen to me while I'm telling you. And guys, you can go back and get this download on The Kingdom Net, The Kingdom. You can go back and get this download on thekingdomradio.com. You can go back. I'll have the download on there. You can hear this message again. But here's our problem in the church. Everybody preaches a good message, a good sounding message, but it has no power to it. It does not change people. They keep doing the same thing they're doing. But I knew I used to go to a church when I was a kid. When you walked in, you was changed. When you walked out, you were different. But a lot of these preachers are preaching a gospel that they cannot demonstrate. I know millions of mega churches right now preach a good sermon, but they can't demonstrate it. See, when Jesus walked up to his disciples, watch this. When Jesus walks up to his disciples, this is what he did. He said, come follow me. Christy, that's what he said. He said, come follow me. And when they come followed him, when they followed him, he said, now I'm going to show you ministry. I'm not going to teach you nothing. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. And they got in that boat, and the Bible says the storm was rocking that boat. They rock in the boat, and all of a sudden, Jesus fell asleep. And all of a sudden, the disciples said, are you going to let us perish, Lord? He said, no, I'm teaching you how to walk on storms, baby. I'm teaching you to have joy in the middle of a crisis. I'm teaching you to have joy right in the middle of your mess. My God, I feel the anointing. I'm teaching you how to walk in the storm, baby. I'm showing you how to walk in a storm. He didn't teach nothing. He showed and demonstrated everything he was teaching them. But churches and ministers nowadays, they have a good sermon. They have a good ear, but they don't demonstrate nothing. Nothing. My God, this is more powerful I've ever seen in my life. Jesus is calling you tonight. Come and follow me, he said. Come and follow me. That's what he told the 12 disciples. Come follow me. He said, I'm not going to teach you nothing. I'm going to demonstrate it to you, and then I want you to do it. He said, look, Peter, let me show you how to cast out a devil. You ready? I'm going to show you how to cast this baby out. Listen, he demonstrated in front of the disciples. You better get this tonight. He demonstrated it in front of the disciples. Demonstrated it, just like we're going to do tonight. There's a lot of you on here is in bondage. God's going to free you. Amen? God wants you to be a doer of his word instead of just a hearer. But ministries nowadays, I'm trying to get you out of these ministries that's teaching you false doctrine. They have a lot of words. They have a lot of beautiful sermons, but they have no power. Nobody's getting changed in the church anymore. Nobody's walking out of that church different anymore. You know why? Because Zechariah said, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. You're not going to be changed. I don't care how pretty sermons they preach. I don't care how pretty the sermon may be, how it innervates your ear. If there's no change, there's no power. They got a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. The power of what? The power of change. God don't want you to stay the same. Paul said, I walk glory to glory. You got to understand something. When I met Jesus, he changed my life. Do you understand the music I listened to? I didn't listen to anymore. The things I watched on TV, I didn't watch anymore. Why? There was a power inside of me that was unshakable. There's a power inside of me that's unquenchable. There's a power inside of me that cannot stop. It changed me, Sister Christy. I didn't no more talk the same. I didn't no more walk the same. I didn't look at the things that I didn't used to look at. Why? Because something got on the inside of me and twisted and turned my flesh nature. You don't see that no more, do you? All you see in church is beautiful sermons, a lot of beautiful words, but no demonstration, no power. Somebody didn't pay the light bill. I said, somebody didn't pay the light bill. Somebody didn't pay the price. Somebody didn't fast. Somebody didn't pray the price of going out by themselves in the woods and saying, Lord, I got to have a relationship with you. I understand it's not by might. I understand it's not by power. I understand it's by your spirit, saith the Lord. By your spirit. I cannot do these things on my own. I can't run a ministry. I can't do these things, Sister Christy. Demonstrate. Who's casting out devils on here tonight? Am I the only one casting out devils? Am I the only one laying hands on the sick and they will recover? Am I the only one on here that believes in the old school stuff when they walked up to a demon-possessed man and he said, demon-possessed man, get out of that body? Am I the only one that has the power and demonstration of God? No, just beautiful words. That's all we got nowadays. Beautiful words. This church today is sick. You understand what I'm saying? They're sick and they need of a physician. You understand what I'm saying? The body of Christ today is sick, guys. They're sick. I'm not talking about ministries on here. That's not what I'm here to do. But I'm here to shift the move of God above religion. I'm here to move a shift of God above theology. I'm here to move a shift of God above your final belief, your traditional belief. I'm here to shift you to another level with God where it comes out of sight of the church and comes up where the eagles fly. Do you understand? This ain't a beautiful message tonight because you're about to see the demonstration of God. You're about to see it in action. You're about to see it in action, guys. I'm telling you, you're about to see it in action. You're about to see devils on here tonight cast out. You understand what I'm saying? You're about to see people get delivered tonight. I talked to a fellow today, and Christy can reverse to this. This guy was about to commit suicide. You understand what I'm saying? He was almost about to drink bleach, but I prayed with him and I said, son, you need to give your life to Christ now, because when you do, those devils are going to flee from you. It's the devil trying to kill you, son. It's a demonic spirit that's covered your eyes, but today God's going to open your eyes. Do you understand what I'm saying? He got delivered sitting right there and he called, and Christy can testify to this. That fella, let me tell you something. He said, I can't figure out what's changed about me? I said, I can, because you had a devil on you and he packed his bags and run. That's what happened to you. I'm telling you, there's a power on people. You know what's trying to kill people? Devils. You know what's wrong with our children? They're possessed by devils. You understand, devils feed on our children. Do you understand? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. You know where we're wrestling spirits right now? In the White House. Come on, guys. You know it's true. You want to know why we're wrestling spirits? You know why I felt a darkness and a gloom over the United States when President Biden got into office? Why? Because he produces demonic spirits, that laws that he's passing that's causing demonic spirits to go over our nation. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, we got a fight on our hand. Christy, we're going to have to pray overtime now. I'm telling you. Because when you pass a law that you know that's not godly, you create demons. Yeah, I said it. Demons. I said demons. You create demons. You want to know why your children are possessed? Because things they're watching on TV. Come on, I'm just going to put it straight tonight. You want to know why your children are rebellious? Look what they're hanging with. Look what they're listening to. Look what they're watching. Demons feed on evil stuff, guys. That's the first thing God convicted me over, what these things saw and what these things heard. Why? Because I don't feed on the demonic. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. We let our kids, we even do it ourselves, listen to ungodly stuff and call yourself a Christian. Call yourself a Christian and you listen to that ungodly stuff, that honky-tonk bull mess, and you know it ain't right. Let me tell you something. The devil's got tools out here too, just like God does. And that's the first thing when God saved me. He said, son, if you're going to live for me, the music's got to go. The music's got to go. Do you know God showed me one time a demonic spirit can be on music or anything? It can be on anything because it feeds off the demonic. We got to understand this, guys. Got to understand this. We got to come out from among the world. That ain't saying don't talk to nobody. No, that's saying get rid of stuff that's not godly in your home right now. You got to understand something. You got things in your house that demonic spirits are just waiting to thrive on. You know what? That internet you got at your house, put a block on some things because it creates demonic forces to come in your house. Just speaking the truth. I told that fella when he was about to kill himself, I said, son, you need to anoint where you sleep. You need to anoint your whole house because demonic spirits are here to devour. And once they get control of you, you don't have control of yourself anymore. And you know what? You're saying, Jason, you crazy. You're crazy. No, I'm not. Let's go back to the Columbine High School. Come on, guys. I'm going to go there. Let's go back to the Columbine High School. One guy killed all those kids, and they said, why did you do this? He said, I learned it off of a video game, number one. I learned it off of a video game, number one. Number two, not also a video game he learned it off of. He learned it off a video game, and they asked him, why did you kill all these kids in this high school? And he said, the devil told me to do it. So that means to tell me the devil done took possession of that boy and controlled his ever being. That's sad. You know what's wrong with our kids nowadays? You want to know why? What's wrong with kids? You really want to know what's wrong with kids nowadays? What we let them watch, who we let them hang around. Come on. What we let them watch and what we let them wear and everything else. You want to know why men are going to your daughter? Because you let her walk out the door with a little skeepy and she looks like a 2-cent hoe going out the door. Come on. I'm preaching truth. Get the demonic stuff off of your children and it'll quit feeding demonic spirits on people. I used to tell my girls when they was growing up, I said, listen, girls, y'all ain't walking out the door with that stuff on. No, ma'am, no, sir. Listen, you ain't no guinea pig for no man to be looking at. Come on. I told them girls, I said, look, you got your Cleveland and your boobs shining. No, no, no. You going to dress modest. They ain't going to be looking at you, not no sweat pig. And those tight jeans you got, you bent over, you can rip a backside off of them. I'm going to tell you something. Go get yourself a dress because you're not going out like that. I told them. Everybody used to tell me I was so mean to my kids. I said, I don't care what y'all say. Because I'm keeping my children holy. Do you understand that? They under my watch, they ain't going to be wearing no such. Because they ain't going to be entertaining devils. Come on. They ain't going to be entertaining devils and guys that's going to look at them. Here on TikTok, I get so sick of it. All these girls bending over and thinking, let me tell you something right now, ladies. You look like hammered dog mess. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're making a fool of yourself, and all you going to draw is men that want your body, and they're going to crush your heart. So get your clothes on. And quit shaking it like it's hot. And start praying like it's hot. I get so sick of these girls on here on TikTok. They make me sick to my stomach. You understand what I'm saying? And then they crawl to me and say, Jason, I don't know about this man in my life. I said, well, how'd you meet him? On TikTok? Shaking your rump? Come on. That's all you're going to get. And you know what I blame? The fault of that is parents. It's all based around parents. You need to get your kid off of TikTok and teach them the right way to get a man. It's not to shake your bump. It's not to shake your rump. It's to tell that man, listen, if that's all you want is my body, I'm sorry. I'm not here. They get pregnant, knocked up, have children when they age 14, and they don't even know how to raise kids themselves. Come on. But all I blame anybody today is parents. And what's wrong with parents is divorce rate. Come on. We're going to go there tonight. Come on. Let's go there, Holy Ghost. Listen, divorce rate. You want to know what's wrong with parents? You got one parent over here teaching them right. You got another parent over here that ain't agreeing with them. A house divided will never stand. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what makes it so hard to raise kids nowadays. You got a divided home, but it started with a head first. Because if the head was together, the tail would come together with it. Let me tell you something. We need to go back to the old school. The old school always work, baby. I'm telling you, the 80s and 70s and 60s, the best years we've ever had. Why? Because they believed in this stuff. That's right, Kendall. We need more bro preachers and quit tickling my ear mold. That's right, sister. We need boldness. We need Donald Trump's in office. Listen, I love Donald Trump. He told it like it was. I don't care. And that's why nobody likes him. Because he straightened it out just like it was. We need to go back to old school. We need to go back to the days of old. We need to go back to where parents discipline children. I'm not talking about beating your children half to death. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the mom and dad come together and punish the child together instead of arguing. And you know what? A lot of these kids are lost because their parents are lost. Their parents don't know how to, their parents don't even know where they're going. So how in the world are you going to lead them where they need to go? It's the truth. You got one parent trying to lead right. You got the other parent over there. They scratching their head. Don't even know where they're at in life. They're lost. God help us. How far have we gone from the truth? Guys, these are principles. Babies raising babies. Mary, you're absolutely right. Babies raising babies. And they don't even know how to raise them. They hadn't been taught. A lot of these kids, I have to say it, I don't blame it all on the kids because the parents, I look at the parents and I thought, my God, no wonder these kids are lost because they have no leadership in the home. They got one parent going over here. Now you got some parents that try to teach kids right, and that was my predicament. I got in a wrong relationship, which we all make mistakes, but see, I was trying to teach my kids right, but my ex-wife, she was over here lost. She didn't believe nothing I was teaching them. But I was teaching them the Bible. I was teaching them the Word of God. I was teaching them as God was teaching me. Kids are lost. They have no daddies in homes. Single parents are raising homes. Single mamas is raising children. Where's the daddy? Guys, we need structure back in our life. Can God create structure back in your life? You're absolutely right, He can. If you get the right mate in your life that will follow the Lord with you, will listen to the Lord like you're listening to the Lord, God can straighten this mess out if we'll let Him. Kids are these days, they're telling parents what to do. I agree with that. They're telling parents what to do. But the only reason they're doing that, Ken, is because parents don't even know where they're going. I'm serious. Parents don't even know what they want in their life. I mean, I have to say, you know, to me, I made mistakes in my life. I wish I would have waited. Yeah, now I can say that. Yeah, I've been divorced. I have been divorced, guys. I have messed up and married the wrong person, yes. But I wish that I had the knowledge that I do now, that it wouldn't mess up my children's life. So what I'm saying, so it bases the parents, really. We made mistakes and we're trying to fix our mistakes and now we want our children to get on board and they're not because now the daddy's done gone out of the picture, the mama's done gone out of the picture, but here we are wrestling all kinds of demons. Here we are wrestling all kinds of demons. So, We as parents are trying to fix our mess ups. But it's hard because now you've involved a new life to come on board and it's their choice to come on board with you and say, look, I know mama and daddy messed up. Come on, let's try to fix this thing. But sometimes kids don't. Why? Because they have self-will just like you do. And that's the hard part. I went through divorces too myself. I know. But that's the problem with America right there. Parents are going away from God. One parent goes this way with the devil. Another parent goes this way with God. Well, what do you expect the kid to do? They're going to go towards the devil. Broad is the way of destruction, but narrow is the way. Yes, they need, Mary, they need to understand generational curses too. Yes, I understand that. Yes, that's a good concept, sister. That's a good concept. But somewhere in the middle, we got to break these generational curses. And you know, sister, I'm glad you mentioned that, Mary. Tonight, I believe the Holy Spirit is going to break some generational curses. Who's got some generational curses tonight that needs to be broke?
Thank you for tuning in to The Kingdom Radio, www.thekingdomradio.com. Or you can download it, listen to live services on Google Play, The Kingdom Radio, or on Apple. Thank you for tuning in.